and that's, I found out just an hour ago, but that wasn't the case. But we've got the queen of bluegrass music here. Give her a big Huck Finn welcome, Rhonda Vincent and the Rays.
Thank you very much.
And I know my love is gone.
I see you all get a chance to visit. I get to bring this award-winning band. These guys are all at the very top of their game, world-class musicians, and I think we're just got to get things started and just take a song. They each bring an individuality to this group, and they're going to pick a song. Each one will play a different song to show the individuality that they bring as they collectively make up the Rage. We're going to start off with our dobro player. And here, what time did you get up at? 3 o'clock, I think, Central Time. He's been up for many, many hours without sleep, I will say. So I think we need to get him to play this right now, because it's going to be nap time before you know it. But we appreciate him. His grandpa has been in the hospital there in Birmingham. Keep him in your prayers. And he's been there with his grandpa. And so he flew in to join us just this morning. He flew in about 9:30. You were early. I was checking your flight. He was a little bit early. He is one of the greatest dobro players you will ever hear. He is a college graduate from over at East Tennessee State University. He was the first recipient of a brand new degree, a Bachelor of Arts degree. If you know someone who's college bound, this is a prime example of that degree. The first recipient to have it. It's a Bachelor of Arts degree in bluegrass, old time, and country music. And he's going to start our farm medley. Big welcome, Mr. Brent Burke.
Thank you.
Kentucky, and we are celebrating because he has a brand new CD. And as we started out here, we didn't think we had, he has this brand new CD, and we thought we didn't have any of them. But we got here, we went through the entire bay, we did find a very limited supply. And so it is, this CD made its debut, he said, that for the first time in his career, and he was so excited, made a debut on the Billboard Bluegrass charts. He had 3 songs on the Bluegrass Today charts. And so we're going to have him sing one of the songs from this brand new album. We have lots of our music over here. Well, we're no longer sponsored by Martha White. We were with them for 15 years, but they allowed us to keep our Martha White boutique that we have over here. We invite you to come shopping after the show. Lots of music, our schedules, flyers on lots of festivals, and this CD that you will find by him. He is a 3-time Guitar Player of the Year for the International Bluegrass Music Association, an incredible musician. He plays all the instruments equally well, sings every part. He's also a star on YouTube. He was outside in North Carolina. A baby bird, you have to see this, you have to look this up if you have not seen it. Over 2 million views on all of the TV networks. Al Roker was talking about it, everybody is talking about this. If you've not seen this, a baby bird landed on his guitar. He keeps on singing, he pets the baby bird. By the second verse, you can even hear the baby bird singing along. I'm not kidding, you've got to hear this for yourself. And so as we travel all around the world, last year we went to 7 countries in 2 weeks, and people as we go through the airport will turn around and say, hey, you're the bird man. He's gonna sing a brand new song for you from his CD. Make welcome Mr. Josh Williams, the bird man.
Excuse me, sir, would you do me a favor? You see, I need to write a letter, and I never learned to write. I got a mom and dad waiting in Kentucky, and I want to let them know that their boy turned out all right. Started out dear mama, well, I know it's been a long time.
was Tony Rice's birthday, isn't that right? He turned one of the guys, we feel he is one of the greatest guitar players in the entire world, Mr. Tony Rice, turned 65 years young this week. So in honor of Tony, why don't you, Josh toured with him for about 5 years and got to learn so many wonderful things. You know, who wouldn't love a chance to travel with Tony Rice and get to watch his, well, his technique and his style? Well, this guy got to do that right there. Show us what you learned. This is from his other, he has two CDs over here. This is for one, the song from that.
That's right, it's an old song, old Delmore Brothers song called The Blue Railroad Train.
Maybe for a slower one. Maybe that one. All right. This is... This is a Jimmy Martin song called The Hit Parade of Love. I'm so in love with you. Out in parade of tell you, on the way out of here, we ran out of hours. I think, oh yeah, he was, yeah, because our driver was sleeping. So yeah, he's the handiest man I know. One of the most talented guys. He plays everything, you see, sings every part, but he can also fix your car. Or we say pretty much anything with duct tape and a paperclip. I mean, whatever goes awry, he's your man. You need something fixed in between after our show?
Yeah, I'm taking appointments.
That's right. You know, there's something always that needs fixing. He's kind of the troubleshooter. He looks at that before it breaks sometimes. So he's a very talented guy. He has a couple of CDs. One of them has the classic song made famous by Mr. Gene Watson, The Farewell Party. So check that out. Nikki Harris, yes. We have a very special guest that's been traveling with us for the last several months. And I just couldn't be more happy to have her travel with us. She is my oldest daughter, and please make her welcome, Sally Berry.
Sally Berry.
We play bluegrass music. And you know how these young kids are. They want to play rock and roll. She's wanting to sing this song. So, you know what? Maybe they'll like it here today. I'm just going to let you sing this, all right? All right. Did you you recorded this with someone. That's, it's like, how did you ever come to sing this song is what I don't understand.
Haley Stiltner asked me to record it on her CD, and I recorded it on there. Okay. It's on there as well.
Okay. Well, tell them all about, what is this song?
It's a
you know what, I'll, before you tell them, let me introduce the fiddle player to you. Hang on just
tell
a second.
Tell them about it, don't tell
yeah,
them.
Yeah, tell them. Our fiddle player comes from Elizabethton, Tennessee, and an award-winning fiddle player. Hey, welcome, Mr. Hunter Berry. I wanted to introduce him at this juncture because, you know, he too, he's been in the group longer than anyone, 13 years. He has been the fiddler. He joined when he was 17 years old. Soon after he joined the group, he saw Sally's beautiful face. And
you wouldn't leave me alone, folks.
They dated for 8 years. Eight. He doesn't rush in anything. And I guess June the 8th, which was this week, June the 8th of 2010, 6 years ago, Hunter, he too made his greatest dream come true. And he made me his mother-in-law, and we got to celebrate their anniversary on the road this week. We were at the Big Texan. Have you guys ever eaten there in Amarillo, Texas? You haven't? Well, we got to stop through there, and that's where they sang him a special anniversary song and everything. But I said, so tell them all about it, Sally. Anyway, now you know the rest of the story.
It's an Eagles song called Take It to the Limit. Thank you.
that or not. Well, I saw them singing along. I think they like that one, but so thus brings a challenge. I think I have a song that maybe they know and they can sing along to. We have just recorded it's a new song for us. It's not a new song by any means. Our goal was that we were going to release this on Merle Haggard's birthday as a tribute to him, and then we were so just shocked that he passed on his birthday. And we had already had this song recorded, and we have just recently released it in tribute to him. We have it with us. It's just a single because we recorded it as that. Our intent was to, you know, just release it on his birthday. So it's a single that we have. It has the song on there. It also has the song without the lead vocal. So if you want to take it home and say, you know what, I want to, like, I guess they call it karaoke, but they said we can't call it karaoke. We have to call it a music accompaniment. So it also has that on there. Here's a little information that we found out. If you say it's karaoke, then you have to get a sync license. So don't call it that. Don't call it that. And it's also, they call it an enhanced CD, where you put it in your computer, you can listen to these songs, and you have that one you can sing with. It has the lyrics, and it also has photos with us, because we got to meet Merle Haggard in January the 28th of 2015, got to open a show. He even played Hunter's fiddle that he's got over there. So maybe this is a song that you know. We have it right over here at the Bluegrass Boutique, this brand new single. Call your stations, your radio stations, and see if they'll play our bluegrass version of Mama Try.
Change my mind.
gospel CD. Recorded this, it has 16 songs, and recorded this at my home church in Green Top, Missouri. And where is Green Top, you might add? It's the very top of Missouri, in the heart of America.
In the middle of nowhere.
My family hosts a festival there over the 4th of July. Well, June 29th, it starts, a five-day festival. We want to invite you to come join us there.
When my wayward home and no hope was gone, I saw eternity growing. I reached out. To my final home.
got you over here at our Bluegrass Boutique. We brought something special. You know, we were sponsored by Martha White for 15 years, and this year ended that. But I was doing a little spring house cleaning, and I found some photos of with us with the Martha White Bluegrass Express. And if you just, all you got to do is come over and say hello, we're going to share those photos with you guys. We have free photo. Just come over, say hello. Our flyers that have a schedule tells all the places we're going to be. We're traveling up to Paradise for tomorrow. Call your friends in Paradise. Tell them to come see us. On Sunday, we'll be over in Santa Maria, a very special benefit for the church. On Tuesday, in Atascadero, for another benefit for a friend of ours, have some churches there that they're building a parish, and we're helping them raise money for that. And then next weekend, up in Grass Valley, for the California Bluegrass Association. I hope to see each one of you there. If you're thinking about, you think you might want to come to Nashville, Tennessee, and you say, I want to make sure there's bluegrass. Well, I have a very special trip for you, because we are so excited. We're going to be at the Ryman for the Ryman Bluegrass, the Bluegrass Nights at the Ryman. It's on July the 14th. That's a Thursday night, July the 14th. And we're going to be there that night with their very special series they have, but not just Rhonda Vincent and the Rage. We're going to be there with Bobby Osborne, Jesse McReynolds, and Mac Wiseman. And if you say, I wanted to see Mac Wiseman, he just turned 91 years young. He does not travel, and this is a rare, rare appearance. So make plans. Come join us at the Ryman Auditorium on July the 14th. And, we just hope that we see you all around the country. If you take photos today, be sure to share them on my Facebook, Instagram. I'm Rhonda Vincent Official, and so be sure to check that out. But thank you for being here. Come by, say hello, and pick up one of those free photos. Everybody, I guess except for Brent, he's part of the next best thing. You're sold out of yours, aren't you, Hunter? But everybody has their own CDs. Lots of music that we did today. Just come by and say hello. We'll be here for the rest of the day for as long as you want to be here. Thank you so very much. We're going to end with a song that is the title of our banjo player's new CD. You know, it's the cutest title I've ever heard. You've heard of that song, All About That Bass? Have you guys heard that? Can you guess what his new banjo CD is titled? Not All About the Bass, no. All About the Banjo. Isn't that so cute? He's going to play it for you, and we're going to get on out of here. Lots of music. Thank you so much. Mick, welcome. This is play for you now. All About the Banjo, Mr. Aaron Nicodarus. Thank you. Sally Mountain Show up in northern Missouri there, Green Top. And as a teenager, we played the bluegrass festivals, and people would say, your voice is so country, you should be in country music. And then I had the opportunity in 1994 to go to Nashville, learn from the best of the best, all about the music, country music business. And soon after we went in the studio and recorded this song that he requested, he said, can you get the bluegrass out of your voice? So for many years I was conflicted until I put my first bluegrass band together. And we did a show for George Jones. We opened a show for him over in Salem, Virginia. And after we played, people came and they bought every CD we had. But what they said is, we love your country music. I said, wow, it's the perception of the listener, because we just played bluegrass music and they called it country music. So whatever you want to call it, this is a song that I recorded my first video in country music. Check out those videos. If you go to rondavincent.com, you can hit video, and you can see this video we filmed in New Orleans. It's kind of like a mini movie, and I recorded it in bluegrass also. Written by Carl Jackson and Melville Montgomery. I'm Not Over You.